Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, bringing up the curtain for a visit with two people familiar and dear to us all, Betty and Bob Drake. Evelyn Lewis seems to have cornered Sam Carter at last. Early this morning, while Betty and Bob were still at breakfast, Sam staggered in with the story that he had agreed to marry Evelyn and that he must leave town immediately. This announcement was quite a shock to the Drakes, especially since Bob had just finished telling Betty that he was sure Evelyn had switched her affections to Martin Anderson. Betty insisted that Sam get some sleep and wait for Betty and Bob before he made any drastic decisions. Then Betty and Bob left for the trumpet, and we find them both in Bob's office.
Bob?
Yes, Betty?
Won't you put that paper away for a minute, darling?
But Betty, this is important. After all, it was run off in the new presses, and I have to make sure that...
You've read every single line of it, twice.
I know, darling.
You don't have to memorize it. Presses seem to be working in perfect order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Bob, please, tear yourself away from that paper for a minute. I think it was a mirror, the way you keep staring at it.
Oh, Betty.
I'm sorry.
Boy, it feels good to have the paper printed home again. See all those happy faces this morning as we walked in?
Yes, darling, I saw all the
faces. You know, we're lucky to have been able to use Fowler's presses, and it's not that I'm not grateful to Fowler. I don't know what we would have done without him, but all the while that trumpet was being printed out in Jefferson, I had the feeling that it wasn't really my paper anymore.
And now it is your paper, Bob.
Yeah.
Look, I hate to spoil your happy mood, darling, but what are we going to do about Sam?
Oh, yeah, we've got to do something about Sam.
But what?
I don't know. Betty, what do you think of the idea of shifting the editorial page?
Oh, Bob, get your mind off that newspaper and think of Sam for a minute. Don't you realize he's in trouble?
Well, what do you want of me, Betty? I didn't tell him to agree to marry the girl.
She bedeviled him into it.
I don't think we have anything to worry about. Sam won't go through with it. Let me see.
Now, Bob, give me that paper.
Oh, Betty, please.
Now, be reasonable, darling. Sam's at the house now. I'm sure he expects us to help him.
All right, Betty. I can tell you've got another scheme brewing in that brain of yours.
Well, I was just thinking...
Well, let's have it. But I'm warning you, Betty, I don't want to be the fall guy again.
Won't you try talking to Evelyn Lewis?
No.
But, Bob, we just can't let Sam run
away.
What
good will my talking to her do, Betty? I tried to talk to her last night and nothing happened.
Well, you couldn't have tried very hard.
Oh, now, Betty,
All right, darling, all right. I'm not going to force you, but I thought of a lot of things you could say to her.
No.
You don't want Sam to leave town.
I can't stop him if that's what he wants to do.
Well, I'm not going to let it happen.
Where are you going?
Since nobody else wants to, I'll have to go down and talk turkey to Evelyn Lewis.
But I thought you were going to stay here and help me.
You can manage without me for a while.
Well, when will you get back?
I don't know.
Oh, now, darling, don't go away. Angry with me,
Oh, I'm not angry with you, Bob. Maybe when I come back, you'll be angry with me.
Well, Betty certainly left the office with a very determined air. Does she really think she'll be able to talk Evelyn Lewis out of marrying Sam Carter? It seems like a pretty big job in the light of everything that's happened. Bob had a guilty feeling about having let Betty go by herself. But this evening, as he lets himself into his own front door, he's rather looking forward to Betty's report of her adventure with Evelyn.
Paul! Hey!
Oh, hello, Sam.
Hello, Bob. I was beginning to think you weren't coming home to dinner.
Oh, things were pretty rushed down at the office. Where's Betty? Upstairs with the twins?
Well, Betty hasn't come home yet.
She hasn't come home yet?
No, no. I've been sitting in here by myself all afternoon. Look, Bob, the best thing for me to do is to get out of town.
Now, look, don't be in a rush, Sam. One day you say you can't leave town because if that girl followed you to Washington or home, there'd be a scandal, and that'd be the end of your political career. And the next day you want to run away.
Well, I wouldn't go home or to Washington.
Well, where would you go?
Well, I don't know. But anywhere to get away from her.
There you are. You see, you've lost your whole perspective. Now, what we've got to do before you move is to talk it all over.
Yeah, but there isn't anything to talk over, Bob. I got myself into this mess, and the best thing for me to do is...
Let's wait until Betty gets here. And what's keeping her?
Wasn't she down at the office with you?
Yeah, she was, but she left early this morning. She had something she wanted to do. She'll be along any minute now. Now, look, let's go and sit down.
No, I can't sit still anymore, Bob.
Come on, Sam. Have a good sleep? Look pretty rested.
Yeah, I slept. I don't know how much rest I got out of it. I kept dreaming.
Sam, you're taking this whole thing too seriously.
I can't marry that girl, Bob. I just can't do it.
Well, who's telling you to?
Bob, I don't know what's going to happen. The more I think about it, the crazier the whole thing is.
That's because you're not thinking straight, Sam. Now, look, if I were in your place...
I wish you were.
What?
I mean, well, maybe you could cope with the situation.
Well, I certainly could, Sam.
All right, don't rub it in.
I'm not trying to rub it in, Sam, but if you want my advice...
Do you mind not giving me your advice, Bob?
Okay, Sam, okay. Say, I wonder if Betty could have gone back to the trumpet.
I hope she comes soon. I'd like to see her before I go.
You're not going anywhere, Sam.
I'm afraid I must. You and Betty have been very kind, but...
I wish you wouldn't take that attitude with me, Sam.
Well, doesn't Betty usually telephone when she's going to be late?
Yes, if she's going to be very late. She didn't call here this afternoon by any chance, did she?
No, she didn't. Have you any idea where she is, Bob? Maybe I could call her and say goodbye.
Come on, perk up, Sam. I wish you'd stop treating me as though we weren't old friends. You know, I had a talk with Evelyn Lewis last night.
Yeah, you had a talk with her before she came to see me.
Now, wait a minute, Sam. You've got to believe that I didn't put her up to going to your hotel.
Yes, I've got to believe that. We're old friends.
Of course. At first, Sam, I took this whole business as a joke, and I was amused at your predicament. You've got to admit it. It would be funny if it weren't serious.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. I didn't mean to make you feel that I suspected you. It isn't that.
I guess I've said a lot of things that have annoyed you.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. It's all right. Well, you'll explain to Betty, won't you?
Now, don't go.
Oh, I've got to, Bob. I've looked up the train schedule, and the last train I can get out of town tonight leaves in an hour. Just gives me time to get my things at the hotel.
But you said you didn't know where you were going, Sam.
Well, I'll make up my mind on the train. Maybe if I stay undercover for a few weeks, I've been planning to take a month's vacation.
Swell. Look, I need a vacation, too. And with the new presses running, I'll tell you what. Look, I'll arrange to get away for a weekend anyway, a long weekend.
Thanks, Bob, but I'd rather just disappear by myself. It'll be easier.
Your mind's pretty well made up, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're a stubborn man, Sam Carter. And how Evelyn Lewis could ever force you into promising something...
Oh, please, Bob.
Okay.
I'd like to say goodbye to Betty.
You know, Sam, Betty and I both feel we're in this thing just as much as you are.
Well, you shouldn't.
In fact, Betty went down to see Evelyn Lewis this morning.
But Betty, what can she do? What did she do?
Well, I don't know yet. She didn't get in touch with me during the whole day, but she'll be here any minute now, and...
I wonder what happened.
Well, there she is now.
Oh, good.
Betty?
Hello, darling.
Where on earth have you been?
Oh, I had the most hectic day. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Betty.
Here, let me take your things, darling.
Thank you, dear.
You didn't come back to the office.
I'm sorry, darling, but I ran into Miss Collins, and she insisted that I go over to the women's club with her for lunch.
Hmm. It was a pretty long lunch.
Well, don't be silly, darling. It wasn't only lunch.
Did you see Evelyn Lewis?
Yes, Sam, I did.
Well?
Well?
I didn't make much headway with her. I only spoke to her for a few minutes.
Oh.
But I do have some news for you, though.
News?
Betty, you've been holding out on us.
You haven't given me a chance.
Did Evelyn tell you about my saying I'd marry her?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, she did. She even invited me to the wedding. And you too, darling. But that's not what I wanted to tell you about.
Then what, Dee?
I had tea at the women's club, too.
Oh, Betty, come
on. Wait a minute, Bob. Don't be impatient. Miss Collins told me they were having a guest speaker at tea. A Mrs. Morrison.
A Mrs.
Yes. Oh. Mm-hmm. You're Mrs. Morrison, Sam. The lady you said could virtually make or break you politically. The lady who's had you trembling in your boots ever since she saw you with Evelyn on that train.
You didn't talk about me, did you?
Oh, we certainly did. And we talked about Evelyn Lewis, too.
Oh, that's funny.
And Mrs. Morrison said that she knew that whatever Evelyn said about you was without doubt a lie.
What's that?
That's right.
But Mrs. Morrison's a friend of Evelyn's mother.
Yes, that's right. She knows, she's known Evelyn since she was a baby, Sam. Evelyn's mother and Mrs. Morrison came from the same town.
Hmm.
And she says the girl was always a pathological liar. It's a long story, and it's a pretty sad one.
You're not feeling sorry for her, are you, Betty?
A little bit. Evelyn Lewis' mother was a chorus girl who married a millionaire. Well, they broke up before Evelyn was born, and so as long as Mrs. Morrison knows the truth,
you got a regular case history, didn't you, Betty?
Oh, I got more than that, dear. Evelyn told me that you were a wonderful dancer.
Me? I never danced with her.
Not even last night?
Is that what she told you? Why, the little...
She said she enjoyed it very much, there, you see. But since you didn't mention it, darling, I just took it for granted that you didn't have such a good time. Bob, don't look like that.
Has Evelyn Lewis begun to work herself into the lives of Betty and Bob in a fashion that they themselves are not yet aware of? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.